have released, or should I say, unleashed me in October, Halloween time, and just before the holidays. I have never looked better, as I've been following a strict, self-imposed diet in the hospital, or should I say, institution. Okay, let's be honest. It was what my sister Dottie would call the loony bin, or the nut house. Look, I didn't belong there. I always knew that. But when you haven't slept for a month and nothing seems to help, then you have no choice but to go somewhere where they will drug you with 20 milligrams of Haldol to make damn sure you never have to count sheep again. People, or should I say patients, were falling in love there. I am talking about young women and men in their PJ garbs and slippers, sneaking off to the snack room at night to get it on. I didn't feel like making love in the hospital, considering I was getting over a breakup that triggered this whole thing in the first place. Come on, isn't it always the end of a love that brings us to the brink of suicide? Yet I would never harm myself. Not my thing. Not my style. It's not my fault. I had a particularly harsh ending to a love affair. I mean, one of the only three loves of my life. Nick, some guy who lived in a $1 million condo on the Upper West Side, goes and dies of natural causes at the age of 35. Only a few weeks after we break up. I just couldn't believe a guy like that, who had seemingly been in such good health, could just pass away. It totally caught me by surprise. The depression from that sudden loss did not hit right away. Rather, it crept up on me. A kind of snowball effect, if you will. I just slowly felt more and more cloudy inside, until all I wanted to do was watch a dating show on TV at my place downtown. Anyhow, what does it matter now? So what if I had a psychotic break? I mean, it was a living nightmare, but it is over now. Plus, my sister is taking care of me. Her house here in Grand Rapids, Michigan is comfy. Luckily, I'm allowed to live here with her husband Dan and her 12-year-old son Nate, rent-free, until I find my way. Carte blanche. I am suffering from extreme cultural shock as I am coming to West Michigan from the heart of New York City. But I can handle it. I really needed to get out of the fast lane of my Manhattan life. Sure, I was a happening girl there. A trendy club promoter who threw events and parties for a living. There, I was a real night owl. My sister and mother always felt it was no way for me to live and not sustainable in the long run. And they were right. I was living in a strobe-lit Netherland. Sometimes the techno music was so loud and constant that I felt like the drum machine was my own heartbeat. Now, I find myself to be 35 years old, single, no kids, living in a house that's not my own, and wondering what will become of me. I can't accept my elder sister's help forever. The only life it seems I have ever known is the velvet rope, drink tickets, a few lines of cocaine, and sometimes hooking up with a hot hunk of a male model or a tailored suit-wearing banker in the mirrored bathrooms. I have come from the vampirish world of darkness. Cocktails, loud, throbbing rhythms, swooshing swells of techno DJs, and flashing lights. And now I am living in a small home in a sleepy town. But I needed to get out of there. The metropolis took me over, chewed me up, and spit me out like chewing tobacco. Culture shock is an understatement for where I'm at. Loneliness is also an understatement. What the hell am I supposed to do now?